producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, Chris O'Brien is on special assignment, and you'll hear a little bit about that in this weekend's episode of our After the Paracast podcast. But we do have a special guest here. He is not the guest that you might have expected because that show has been postponed for a while. But you will hear one of my old dear friends, and he's not getting any older. He seems to live forever. He is Alan Greenfield. Welcome back to the Paracast.
I'm not getting any older? Oh, no. All these people that are the same age as me are dying off like flies. Okay, I intend to stay around as long as my mother did, and that was pretty long.
Within a year or two of your age, David Bowie?
Yes.
Alan Rickman.
Yes.
Annette.
She died a year ago.
No, she just died.
Oh, well, I heard she died a year ago, but that's from standing in line at the grocery store. Okay, was she 69 too?
She was 70. 40.
Ah, well, she was an old... Look, let's look at it this way. Bill Clinton is still kicking, and Sylvester Stallone is still making muscle movies. He was a 1946 child. And I don't know about Cher, the things in line say she's dying. But then they said Bob Hope was dying for 10 years before he actually shuffled off to Buff. And let's see, who else? Oh, Donald Trump. There's the good news or the bad news, depending on where you're coming from. You're in Arizona, so I guess it's good news for most of your Arizona friends. But Trump is 69 and a little older than me by a couple of months. But I'm in excellent health, other than strains from my rigid exercise regimen. And the girls seem to like me, and what can I say? I've lived a full life so far.
You sound like you're going to break into song and sing My Way.
No, that's one of those songs that only people who are about to die sing. So I'm more into the old man ribah. Tired of living?
No singing. We have to pay for the rights. But David Bowie once sang a song based on the same melody that Paul Anka acquired when he wrote My Way, but it had different lyrics.
Well, that's astonishing, and I hope that the various estates settle that. Is Paul Anka still alive, or is he... My son has a beach movie out now called The Sand. It's the standard beach movie, but with the Roger Corman twist. The sand eats the people on the beach after they, you know, flash their, you know.
Well, it looks like here Paul Anka is 74 years of age. He's still alive. I don't know if his brother Andy is or not. He had a younger brother, Andy Anka, whom I knew years ago.
Mm.
He was a songwriter, and as a matter of fact, he wrote a couple of songs that my wife sang.
Wow, that's impressive. But then, did they make the local hit parade?
You know, one of the songs that she sang, not written by Andy Anka, but someone else, that one actually got some airplay. Around the country, but we couldn't generate sales from that. And since we were talking about David Bowie, here's the David Bowie connection. We have, of course, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. And the 2 degrees of David Bowie are the fact that one of the keyboard synthesizer developers that he worked with in Let's Dance, a guy named Rob Sabino, who played with Chic and with Madonna, he produced a couple of sessions for my wife, Rob Sabino.
Well, I can tell you this. It's about all I can say about David Bowie, although I liked his music from the beginning. And, you know, he had space themes pretty much throughout, although his brand new album that came out just a few days ago obviously was in anticipation of death, as the IRS likes to put it. And I think that Bowie the response around the world is the largest I've seen since John Lennon was assassinated, and for a musician. And that is quite something. I mean, I would not have expected that. He was certainly, you know, a major musical influence, but nevertheless, he, you know, to get that level of response shows something about the public mind, and you can only respect that kind of outpouring that has happened worldwide.
I was kind of lucky. My son Grayson and I saw one of his last concerts in Phoenix, Arizona, way back in the early 2000s. He suffered a heart attack a few months later and stopped touring forever.
Yeah, well, he was a cokehead, so that's not real surprising. I've been drug-free, so perhaps I will avoid that sort of thing. Anyway, let's go to something that we know something about, and I have a question for you.
Well, before I answer your question, before you ask it, you asked me to speak about things that we ask, to question you about what you did last night.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't prompt you, but we'll go for that. Okay. Last night, this guy has been trying to get me to go on his podcast for a long time, and we just could not come up with a date. I'm often like the substitute when the aliens abduct the primary guests, so I've probably done that more times on more programs than I care to mention or think about, since it implies something or other that probably doesn't lead to fame. But last night, he said that he was going to do not just the podcast, but do a live projection scenario from a comedy club in San Francisco, and he wanted me to invoke a demon live for the audience. And the last time I did anything like that was for a radio program in Portland, and I did it reluctantly, but it blew up a huge storm, which the host of the show, who is sort of a conspiracy buff, we'll put it that way, so I get invited back, and something happens whenever I'm on his program. He kind of blamed me, and since some people were killed in the storm, I would like to think that it was destined to be an out-of-season tornado, even though there's no climate change. But by doing the ritual that I did, invoking the great angel Metatron, I reduced it from a tornado to just a heavy wind, and thus spared many of my great friends up there in Portlandia. Anyway, so I mentioned that before I did the very same ritual for the people gathered in the comedy club, and of course I hammed it up considering the venue. I mean, I wasn't going to be dry, but I did it. It was, they had me projected on a screen, so I had on my Episcopal drag, as I like to call it, plus my son Randall has this hat with a tassel on top that I think his girlfriend knitted for him, so I put that on too because I don't have any headpiece or headgear for the stuff that I do. And it looked appropriately silly, but I did the full invocation, and I got very serious when I did. And it was reported to me by the gentleman who invited me on the program. Wow, the audience felt exhilarated afterwards, and it was a great thing. So the notion of doing magical ritual effectively at a distance, cross-country, 3,000 miles away, seems to be, once again, proven to be the case.
You know, I have to ask you 1,000 questions based on what you just said, but we have to do a break. But first, let me remind our listeners, we do have a second radio show called After the Paracast. It's part of something we call The Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. In fact, even the dogs like it. You hear the dogs in the background in the neighborhood. They love After the Paracast, some of our biggest fans. But seriously speaking, we offer it for a low month-to-month, annual, five-year annual subscription rate, the ad-free version of this show, After the Paracast, videos, show transcripts, lots more. We've got Alan Greenfield joining us. Chris O'Brien is on special assignment. You're in
the Paracast.
I know that a lot of our listeners are interested in UFOs, the issue of giant skeletons found in America, paranormal investigations, and what the top researchers think about such topics. One online magazine has been presenting such unusual information since 1985. It is Alternate Perceptions Magazine at apmagazine.info. Use their search function to find articles on just about every topic imaginable. That's apmagazine.info. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Alan Greenfield is someone I've known for many, many decades. In fact, there has to be a story somewhere along the line about how we first met, but I can't remember it. I just think we started writing letters to one another.
Well, it started with you writing me a letter accusing me of anti-Semitism since I was at the in the process of packing for my trip to Israel, I thought was a little odd, but I remember that it was like from a secondhand comment or something. And then we corresponded, and then, of course, all through the 1960s, you and I got together mostly on around New Year's Eve in Times Square. I would always come up to the New York Hilton in those days, and we would get together, a number of us. One time it went on so long, I think it was 72 hours nonstop. Everybody else had left. Dave Halpern, who I just saw at the National UFO Conference reunion about 6 months ago, and he's living down here in the South, actually. Anyway, apparently it was so alarming, your father showed up to make sure I wasn't hadn't tied you up or whatever it was. And since you were a bodybuilder at the time, I think probably it would have been more the other way around. But your dad showed up, and we were fine, but we were both, you know, on the edge of sleep. And I remember that I woke up in the middle of a sentence, and I was saying, "And did you know Columbus was Jewish?" To this day, I have no idea what the first part of that sentence was.
You know, I'd like to know what kind of vivid dream you were having at the time. But this is one of the sessions there, one of these all-night gab fests. Nobody present at this particular point of time. You and I talking. You've got a copy of The Incomplete Enchanter, the first of a series of books by L. Sprague de Camp and Fletcher Pratt about somebody who was able to go into another reality where the laws of magic take force. And, of course, that's formed the basis of fantasy novels and occasional things on TV over the years, going to other realities. But from that, we fabricated a whole scenario where UFOs, instead of being spaceships, were really close to us in another reality. Can you bring the memories back to our listeners?
Oh, yeah. You know, I still have that copy, the 35-cent paperback of De Camp and Pratt's The Incomplete Enchanter. There's since been two revised editions of the Harold Shea series, The Complete Enchanter, and then there's one more recent that I haven't seen that is even more complete, I suppose. You know, these are C-O-M-P-L-E-A-T, like my The Complete Rite of Memphis. I don't know that anybody knows the complete C-O-M-P-L-E-T-E Rite of Memphis, because I think there are 360 degrees and we only have 97 of them available to us, but all 97 of the available ones, plus a few extra and how to explore further, are in the book. But anyway, yes, I think that book had an enormous influence on me in the early 1960s. And as time went on, I think that we all started out with either these are extraterrestrial craft, and in those days we could still speculate easily that maybe from Mars. That's become sort of more difficult now, although people keep seeing funny stuff on Mars.
Well, you know, of course, we have a character now on the new Supergirl TV show called Martian Manhunter, an old DC Comics character.
Yes, well, the comics character is familiar to me. I tend to avoid superhero stuff. I take the line from the late, great Gil Scott Heron, "There ain't no such thing as a Superman." I guess I've always been a fan of science fiction, but plausibility has to be in there, and I'm sort of avoid all the superhero stuff. So I'm out of touch with the times, but I think more in touch with the actual reality, even though your little logo says you are a Superman. And indeed you are, because you have continued to do important work through all these years, as I would like to think, have I. And it is, gosh, it's 50 years, you know?
It's more than that, my friend.
Well, I'm trying to calculate, but let's see, 1962, 63, somewhere in there. I know that I met Timothy Green Beckley first.
Well, 53 years. Let's do that. You're counting 53 years from 1962.
Okay, let me do the echo effect.
2015, actually 54 years now.
More than half a century.
Yeah. I think our listeners are wondering where he's going with that.
Yes. Well, I'm going on into this century, and we'll see how far we can take it. I want to be on Mars, so I'm sort of a little out of sync with the times, because Were I 10 years younger, that might be a possibility. But, you know, Mars needs women, and let's face it, there aren't any there that I know of. So,
well, maybe there's a female Martian Manhunter.
To go back...
Let's go back to the theory, though. Let's be serious and let's be straight here and keep the answers relatively short. And that is, okay, so we have this theory here about UFOs from alternate realities, but let's back up a little bit. Why posit that they're not spaceships and that they are from a neighboring reality that we just cross over to?
Because they don't fit the profile of what one would expect even from an advanced civilization from another planet. For one thing, if you delve deeply enough into it, they seem to be a part of the history of the Earth going back as far as you care to go. I detest things like the ancient astronaut, just the term. It makes me cringe. But the fact is that things that could be classified as UFOs or flying saucers, including landing and abduction cases, stated in terms of the, you know, the cultural milieu of the times, go all the way back to cave paintings. And that doesn't mean they don't go back further than that, but it does mean that at least as long as human beings have in any way expressed themselves, this has been a part of our reality. Hardly something that would be the equivalent of the conquistadors coming to the New World, which we may be grateful for. The other aspect of it is that there is a kind of a peekaboo effect that goes on in cases. You don't land from another planet. I think John Keel was the first one to point this out. Maybe at one of our New Year's events, because the late, great, great Jim Moseley used to drag Keel along in the days in the run-up to his giant saucer show at the late Commodore Hotel, which Donald Trump tore down and built something else. But, hey, you know.
Okay, so before we start with that, Donald Trump is at fault. Everything that's going to happen now, anything that happened in New York City, it is Donald Trump's fault. If he's elected president, it's really his fault.
If he's elected president, which may very well happen, I think we are in very, very serious trouble.
However, we will have a serious problem if we don't do our break right now. We have Alan Greenfield, old friend of mine. We're reminiscing, but taking this to the UFO paranormal area very closely, and we'll get into more of that in a moment with alternate realities. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Alan Greenfield. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. He'll be with us when we do this weekend's episode of After the Paracast, part of the Paracast Plus special package. Go to plus.theparacast.com to learn more. We have Alan Greenfield, and we're going into the genesis of the alternate reality theory, and we're talking about UFOs that seem to wink in and wink out and don't seem to behave in the way you feel they behave if they were E.T.
That's correct. I think also the behavior is something that you should focus on. They seem to, as I put it, play peekaboo. Wear masks and don't behave in a manner that would be consistent with extraterrestrial explorers.
Well, do you say that? We don't know what extraterrestrial explorers would be like. We're just guessing.
They don't say, fix me a pancake. That would be just, that's more fairy-like than euphonaut-like. Now, of course, you could always argue that, but they appear and disappear. Yes, you might have technology that does that. Yes, a truly advanced technology would be indistinguishable from magic. But why hang out here, winking in and out, resembling fairyland, taking people to places that time works differently and that seem to resemble earlier cases such as the Venusberg legends in Europe where someone is taken into a fairy hill or an elf hill and is there for a night and a day and emerges 100 years later. Same kind of lore in a different context. We've interviewed people together that are like that. Ralph Lael, I kind of hope you still have that interview somewhere buried, but his experience sounds like a homespun legend, but he did not strike me as the sort of person who had extreme literacy in European folklore, and yet his story is right out of European folklore and resembles those instances many years ago that are more of the Rip Van Winkle variety than of the Day the Earth Stood Still variety.
Ralph Lael, it was a character that we met at the foot of Brown Mountain at his little, what, trinket shop?
Outer Space Rock Shop Museum.
Right. Okay.
What I look for in outrageous cases like his, because he claimed to have been taken into Brown Mountain and then off to another planet where he had interesting adventures, and I believe it was the planet Piwam, and then returned to Earth. He showed some relics of his trips, but what I look for when you have a case like that, or John Reeves, or the two fishermen in, as they were called, in Pascagoula, Mississippi, the two fishermen who were actually shipbuilders at that time. So they, I don't know why they always were referred to as fishermen, or the John Reeves case in Brooksville, Florida, is if the story is outlandish, but the person seems absolutely sincere. True in all those cases. Are there supporting cases in the surrounding countryside? And I interviewed other people on a couple of occasions around Brown Mountain and in those two other cases, and there are indeed other close encounter cases in the area. Not contact cases, but close encounters with flying saucers that are unmistakably that as opposed to lights in the sky. And that tends to add credence to the primary case. And in all of those instances, I think that something very strange occurred. Why there should be particular areas that are visited by whatever is much more easily explained, since they have no particular reference to outer space and are all only seen near the Earth. Why they would have an attraction to those places doesn't correspond to any understanding that I have of prolonged visits from another planet, but it does correspond to the notion of portals from other realities. And when I first started saying that in the 1960s with my Alternate Horizons newsletter and other things of that time, I didn't have any good theoretical basis to speak about that, and I was never comfortable with the term alternate dimensions or other dimensions, because what does that really mean? Since then, I've become aware of the multiple worlds solution of quantum theory, and it dovetails with that a lot, because not only are there apparently many other worlds, there are two interpretations. One is a specific number of other brains, B-R-A-N-E-S, or another one is that there are an infinite number of other brains. They are so closely aligned that they literally are sitting there in the room with you and with me. And perhaps that explains not just UFOs, but also psychic phenomena, ghosts, apparitions, all kinds of things that monsters, all sorts of things that are seen and then disappear only to be seen again. And when you find a universal theory that things fit into, multiple things fit into, it strengthens the theoretical underpinning, because if that, in fact, is the way the universe, or better, omniverse, is in existence, it follows that there will be times and places where there is sort of an overlap or a merger, whether intentional or otherwise. And, of course, there is the fact that 10 years after I got into ufology, although my interests went back to the same period, I began to be involved in ceremonial magic, and a lot of that is portal working, the idea of opening portals to angelic or demonic otherwares, which I don't, the latter I don't encourage anybody to do. But nevertheless, I've done reasonably scientific experiments with that. That is, under controlled circumstances, and something very weird happens that is suggestive of deliberately opening and closing a portal to elsewhere.
Before we go on, Alan, I really want you to explain that. But let me throw out one more thing before you do that, and probably this will carry over to our next segment. And that is, when we talk about alternate realities, we sometimes think of mirrors of our own world, like an Earth 2, like in the TV series Fringe. We had an alternate reality where it was the same people, but they were a little bit different, and the civilization was a little bit different. As a matter of fact, in the TV show based on the comic book Flash, they have like an Earth 2. There's another Flash there. There are counterparts to characters in this reality. So we've got a minute before we do our break, so we can start this and pick it up on our next segment. We're talking here of another reality being a totally different place. But is there possibly a semi-duplicate of Earth in another reality, a parallel Earth?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, one version of the multiple worlds theory is that we are constantly making decisions which split off different realities. Do this or do that. Open the door or don't open the door. Well, in one reality we open the door, in the other reality we don't. And then an enormous number of variations. The peculiarity of that is, because it's an easy thing to say or to describe in fictional terms, is there are objective scientific tests on a micro scale, and the only argument is this applicable to the macro world as well as the micro world?
Let's explain that in our next segment, because this warrants more than 10 seconds. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. We have Alan Greenfield. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Alan Greenfield's joining us, and we're going to talk about how he invokes these various spells in a little while, but now he's trying to frame the structure and how this alternate reality stuff works. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, let me see if I can describe it. Because there's no one way that alternate realities manifest, and there's no one agreed-to scientific theory. In one theory, there are, and it's based on a mathematical proposition of quantum mechanics, there are a limited number of other brains, so to speak. That being the case, whatever other realities there are, although they may follow entirely different rules of physics and be completely different from who we are and what we are. Nevertheless, there aren't an infinite number of them, and there certainly are unlikely to be other us's there or similar things. I'm kind of fond of the little movie Another Earth, which depicts the notion of an Earth duplicate showing up, not necessarily from another reality, but of course it defies our laws of physics. So I suppose if you tried to do physics underpinning of that, it would be almost necessary to look at it in that way. Another version of the same theory is that there are an infinite number of alternate realities. And because there are an infinite number, not only do they not necessarily follow the same rules of physics, they don't follow the same rules of anything. That is, they are entirely, infinite means infinite, which means anything that you can conceive of and anything that you can't conceive of does exist in some reality, by definition. Now, do any of these realities resemble ours? They would have to. They're infinite. Do any of these realities come into being based on decisions that we make or other we's make?
As I hear what Alan says, I start to think there are multiple Gene Steinbergs, multiple Alan Greenfields, multiple Chris O'Briens, and maybe Jim Moseley, our late great friend, is still alive.
I mean, these things boggle the mind. They're really very hard to articulate in words. They're truly articulable, if that's a word, only mathematically.
Although that's a word in another reality.
Well, that doesn't matter because we're dealing in multiple realities here. But the point is that we are talking about the prospect that what we're dealing with Mothman or the Loch Ness Monster or UFOs or abductions or certain kinds of ghostly appearances and doppelgangers and a whole host of other things, including fairy legends, elves, whatever that we consider to be fiction, by definition must be a fact in some realities. And if there are indeed crossovers from these other realities to our own, then when they manifest, they appear perfectly real. But they are, in fact, so far as we're concerned, temporary and following none of the rules of physics as we understand them. Are they bound by the rules of physics as we understand them when they are in our reality? Maybe, maybe not. Don't know. But I would say that the likelihood is that they are it's totally open as to whether these things can be pinned down. I think, however, that there are reasons to suspect that some of these incursions, if you will, and I don't mean that in any sinister way or not, are intentional. If I can do portal magic and enter or send, which is more likely, send someone into another reality, there's no reason to think that there aren't realities in which far more accomplished, quote, magicians, by our understanding, are able to mechanically or through magical processes or scientific processes as defined in those realities. Again, the laws of physics don't necessarily apply, or they may apply, but are slightly different, very different, or so different we really couldn't even imagine them literally. There's no way to wrap our minds around them. Come into our reality for whatever reasons seem applicable to them. And we try to puzzle them out in terms of our understanding of things. And that's where we get hung up on trying to, so to speak, ground these things in the understandable. But anytime in any area of science that you get out to the maximum extremes, there is a point at which, as some scientists have said, that not only do we not understand, but that we are incapable of understanding. After all, in terms of biological time, to say nothing of geological time, to say absolutely nothing of cosmic time, we just dropped out of the trees a week ago, you know? I mean, and you could say more accurately, a moment ago. And what we are basically equipped to do is to reproduce, to hunt, and to avoid being hunted. Everything else that we do is a microsecond in biological time. And again, to say nothing of geological or cosmological time.
Okay, so the rest of the stuff that we're doing now, like doing radio shows, that's all optional.
Well, that depends on what you mean. For us, I don't think it's optional. I think it's perfectly appropriate, and it's an excellent way of communicating. However, the premise behind the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI, is that intelligent civilizations would also use radio. And that, you know, would be depend on a lot of things that I think are, shall we say, much more debatable.
Okay, but that doesn't mean there are no other worlds with intelligent life and advanced civilizations.
Absolutely not. But when I was a lot younger, there was a prominent theory, I think it was called Drake's equation, that there would be intelligent life on X number of worlds, and it was one with many zeros behind it. However, we have come a long way in the last 10 years, and much of, well, let's make it 15 years, 20 years, if you want to go on the outside, certainly since the Hubble, that we have learned a great deal more about the universe that we can see, that we can contemplate. And the Drake equation has many problems with it. For one thing, you have to probably eliminate anything that would remotely be life as we know it near the center of galaxies for a lot of reasons. There's a black hole in the center of every galaxy, apparently. And the radiation, as you go inward, becomes greater and greater, and the possibility of any kind of organic life becomes less and less viable. We're on the edge of a galaxy and in a little zone that also includes the planetary accident, if you want to think of it as an accident, of being in the so-called Goldilocks zone within our solar system. And even there, to some extent, Mars is within that that Goldilocks zone too, and obviously it had some of the preconditions for life, but whether there's any life on Mars or ever has been is still an open question. Certainly the ingredients are there, so if there's none, it's extremely significant in terms of the rest of the universe. It's also true that there is a question as to whether there has been enough time since the Big Bang.
Let's consider that in a moment. We've got lots more to say today. Chris O'Brien's another assignment, but not in another reality. So you're hearing from Gene Steinberg and Alan Greenfield. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.